No. I intended that entirely to. I may have worded it the wrong way, but what I was trying to say to you was, that's the notification I got, and it did. If you actually look at it, Latif, it says Latif Yahia has tagged you, and it also.
Is Latif Yahia or bullshit? What we decide to do? Why you keep on and on and on and on? What's wrong with you, guy?
Hold on a minute. It also says, if you look at that picture, if you look at the small print, it says...
Fuck the picture. Fuck all that. What we talked about a couple of days ago.
Latif,
why are you going on and on and on and tagged and not tagged? Look, I never add you again if you fucking be Jesus Christ. You know?
Latif, hold on, mate, please. Hold on a second.
What fuck are you talking about? I want to
if you
use
look,
people to move my work. I don't want fucking anybody use, and I don't want to talk to anybody do my work.
Well, so why does it say in that screenshot, Latif Yahia has tied you to this, and then below that it says, Latif...
Okay,
you go me in this.
So fucking what tagged you? Did he fucking kill you?
Latif... Are you going to listen to me, or are you going to talk over me every time I open my mouth? Because if you're going, that's not a friendship. A
few days ago, we talked and we sorted it out. You apologized. Now you fucking go on and on. Why are you sending me message?
Latif, hold on a second.
Why are you sending me message?
Will you wait a minute? Will you please? I'm trying to find out why it says in that picture, if you look at it, it says, Latif Yahia says that he was in Germany with you and two others. I've never been in Germany in my life.
I was with you in Germany.
That's what it's... If you look at that picture, look at the screenshot. It's an Excel. Microsoft designed it. All you do is you hit the print screen button on your keyboard and you can take a freeze frame of whatever is on your screen. And that's a direct representation, exact and to the pixel, of what that... email says, and if you actually look at it, it says, Latif Yahia says he was in Germany with you and two others. And I'm like, well, I've never been in Germany in my life. If you've got your computer in front of you, take a look, actually click the link.
I don't go to the link, I don't go, I just read it in my mobile. Look, I don't have time for your bullshit.
It's not okay, bullshit.
I'm a busy man. I'm not like you sitting in front of computer and digging shit.
Latif, I'm running an online service for publishers, for writers, for musicians, artists and actors, and everybody else is very happy with the service I provide. Now, I have supported you throughout, and I haven't charged you a penny for...
What fucking bullshit are you talking about?
So I haven't promoted your book. I haven't promoted...
Did I ask you to promote my book?
Well, actually, yes.
I didn't ask. Don't lie. I didn't ask.
Latif...
You asked me to send you the book, and I send it to you with my big heart.
Latif, you also said, well, hold on a second. You also said in one of your messages to me, and I can do a screenshot of it as well. You actually said, Louis, when you've read the book, can you go to your Arcana Publications and write a review of the book, is what you said. Now, am I lying, Latif?
Is this fucking called promotion?
Yeah, that is promotion. That's what I do for bands, for artists, for actors, for journalists, for everybody. If they say to me, Louis, will you check out my product? Here, look, there's a free copy in the post. If you like it, will you write a review? And I do it for them. And do you know what, Latif? I do it for nothing. I do it out of love. And you're coming at me and attacking me.
Look, don't...
What the fuck? No, and you're misrepresenting me too by saying I'm in Germany.
Look, you have this fucking another 1 hour. If you don't move all this bullshit, I got to deal fucking different way with you. How I dealt with the fucking lot of Irish, I screwed them and they fucking bargained after that.
Latif.
And if you don't believe it, you
Latif.
Don't, if you don't fucking sit in North Ireland, you sit in fucking goddamn, I don't know where I find you.
Red Latif, hold on a second. Now, is this the same Latif Yahia who... when we were on better terms, agreed with me that censorship
you
stinks.
You fucking agree with me and now you fucking start and look at that and look
because
at that and keep going and keep... Would you fucking delete and go out of my life?
Hold on a second here, mate. Just you just now you just calm down now. I'm telling you something now for your own good. Do not come on the phone and make threats either idle or real to me, Latif.
No, I do real. I don't fucking joke.
So you're actually threatening. What are you going, Latif?
If you don't know me,
Latif, you may have shot Uday Hussein. You're not going to do anything to me.
No, I do.
What are you going to do?
Go fuck yourself. Take what you want to do.
No, you tell me what the fuck you think you're at, because from where I'm standing, okay. You're calling all the shots.
You have 1 hour to fucking.
Don't set ultimatums for me, mate. Because I'll tell you what, right? I'll fucking make your life that awkward. You'll want to change your fucking name.
Would you go and fuck yourself? And now you taping what you want to tape.
Listen.
You have fucking 1 hour.
Fuck you and your 1 hour. Shove your 1 hour up your fucking hole.
Get your fucking back after them.
You listen here. Latifia here, international fucking human rights activist and author. You're like a child, man. You're coming on the phone and picking on somebody who's doing things for you for free.
Like
you're lying and saying that I was in Germany with you. What the fuck are you playing at, man?
Would you fuck off, okay?
Why would your hacker, your imaginary friend of a hacker, claim that I was in Germany with you? I've never been in Germany with you.
Look, I don't put your shoes in my fucking foot, not take you with me. You dream to fucking even look at me. Not even go with me. You understand?
Fuck, bite my cock, you prick. Fuck off, will you?
Yeah.
Wise up. Just wise up.
If I don't put a microphone up to your ass, I am not Latif Yahya. And after that, you remember this microphone, where it's coming from.
What? Latif, what are you talking about, microphones? What?
I am just telling you, from now on, you can write what you want to write, but I am not a coward sitting like a woman writing. I do what I want to do.
Latif.
After that,
it's very, very clear, Latif. It's very, very clear that...
If I don't fucking put a mic...
Listen, you prick. Listen here, you backwards remedial fuckwit. Now you listen here, and you listen very fucking carefully, Sunshine. You're lying about me. You're telling people that I've been in Germany with you. Fuck alone knows why you're doing that to me.
And what you are a piece of shit to be in Germany with me. Did I fucking take in a scumbag with me like you?
Well, you're claiming you did. You're fucking claiming you did. And if you look at that fucking email. Look at the email. Ah, you cunt. You don't even want to fucking hear, do you? Yeah, that fucking...
Keep shouting.
Hey,
shouting.
Listen, 2 minutes ago I was sitting in my own fucking house minding my business.
Okay.
You phoned me.
1 meter fucking microphone going to be up your ass and leave fucking after than your 20 friends. What you say to me, they got to defend you. And I'm saying to you, and I'm doing it. I'm not like a coward like you.
Latif, hey, it's very easy for you to phone me from France or wherever the fuck you are, right? And make threats down the phone to me, right?
One phone call now to North Ireland, the microphone going to be in your fucking ass, 1 meter, and after that you go to fucking stitch it.
What are you saying? No, I don't actually fully understand what you're saying there. Could you speak in English that's understandable? Are you making a threat of violence against me?
Would you fuck off? You have a police station, you have fucking guard station, you can go and stop the big bear. You understand?
Latif, what age of a man are you? How fucking old are you?
The coward like you was fucking sitting tight.
Latif, I'm not a coward. The other day you claimed I was a racist. I'm not a racist. I'm nor am I a coward. I'm just a guy trying to generate as much interest as possible in the arts.
I made the fatal mistake. You are not a guy. You have a fucking tits and pussy. You are a man.
Ha ha ha! You're so fucking funny.
Okay? If you was a man... Because I thought you were fucking a man when I was talking to you a few days ago.
So why are you telling people we were in Germany together?
Would you fuck off when you was in Germany with me?
That's what
I
it said.
I told you I'm not taking fucking piece of shit with me.
Listen.
And you are one of them.
Well, why does that email...
You are not my...
Will you fucking listen, you spastic? Listen, the email says, from you, claims that you have claimed I was in Germany with you.
Would you just fuck off and delete what you're writing?
I'm not deleting anything. Fuck you. I am utterly opposed to censorship, and I will not be intimidated by you or anybody into deleting anything. And the very, no, it's, it remains, and I'll tell you what, Latif, do you know what I'm going to do as well? I'm also going to, you see any recordings that I've made, I'm going to put the links up for them as well, and people are going to get to see you for the spineless wanker that you are.
Okay, now, this is for your record. You are fucked up, and you are choose fucking now what you do with the war with me. You are fucking...
I'm not doing no war with nobody, but I'm not taking no lip off anybody either.
Put this online. I'm telling you, record it, put it from my mouth to people listen. How I got to fuck you, you fucking your tits and your pussy.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. Oh, you're a real fucking piece of work, you pal, aren't you?
You are a piece of shit. And you think you are a fucking something with a career, you are a scumbag sitting at home begging me to fucking send you money and make advertisement in your...
When did I beg you to send me money, ever?
Piece of shit.
You better present fucking evidence before you make allegations like that.
Advertisement in your piece of shit website, what fucking even my dog don't look at it. Do you understand?
Latif, you are unbelievable, man. Do you know that?
Yes.
I swear if I was listening to this conversation, if I was an outsider listening to this conversation, I would be on the floor laughing. Because, you know, you're phoning a guy who's only ever done things for you out of friendship for his friend Anne. Anya. Anya Miyakoda.
You don't do anything free, you fucking junkie.
Right, so I'm a racist. Hold on a wee second. I'm a racist, I've got tits and a pussy, and I'm a junkie.
Yes,
and you're also going to fuck me up.
Yes. Keep laughing. Look, a lot of Irish before laughed.
Latif.
Journalist laughed too.
Listen.
Like that, and after that, he starts chucking my dog just to fucking leave him alone.
Latif, number 42, Farland Way, Hazelbank, Derry, BT48 0RS. You're welcome to come up here anytime and try and fuck me up.
I have your address and how I get your number. I have your address.
I know where you got my number. It's on a fucking private message I sent to you on Facebook, dickhead.
But I tell you something. You know, I never put my hand in the dirt, something like piece of shit like you.
You have claimed that I was in Germany with you.
Would you fuck off you and...
Or maybe it was your imaginary friend who only hacks your account when you're not logged on. You see, I've been doing a wee bit of research. You're a fucking liar, Latif. You're a liar. You're a liar. Latif, see the whole story about you. See the whole story about Yudai Hussein as well. I think that's all lies as well. You know what I think? I think you're a Republican Guard deserter, and you've made up a wee story, right, to give yourself some credibility. That's what I actually think happened. You were a member of the Iraqi Republican Guard, and you were a deserter. And now you've made up this alter ego for yourself.
Really?
Because you're terribly ashamed.
Are you talking about yourself, or you read this piece of shit like you did?
No, I just said you there now that I believe that's what actually is going on. Listen, do you know what? You actually sound like a pathetically ill man. You know, you need psychiatric help, mate.
This is what you're talking about yourself, my friend.
Oh,
okay?
You're talking about yourself.
Well, you are a piece of shit, sad.
Let me tell you something. Now, listen.
Sitting at home like a fucking prick. You don't have a future.
Listen, I've been involved in entertainment from long before 1993, when you crawled out from whatever fucking rock you were under. I've been involved in media since I left school in 1983.
This is why you don't fucking have a future, sitting like a prick at home and claiming welfare and you want to make money from it.
Well, no, actually, Latif, I'm not doing any of that. I'm actually a man that's living with heart failure and diabetes.
Yes.
Are you telling me now that people who had a career can't then be disabled? Is that what you're saying to me? Because that would reveal you to be an even more ignorant cunt than I thought you were.
You can't talk what you want to talk. You're fucking file all... You know,
Now you're discriminating against the disabled. That's what you're actually doing here now. You're discriminating against the disabled by saying they don't have a career. I had a career and I became sick. There's plenty of evidence on it, including RTE Guide interviews and television appearances.
Are you saying
that I couldn't become sick? And the only thing that I'm doing, by the way, Latif, right, is trying to keep myself busy doing what I used to do when I was well. And that's why I'm not charging anybody. I haven't charged you a penny, and I haven't charged anybody else. I'm actually trying to do a good thing for people. And here you are on the phone abusing me, threatening me, insulting me.
Go have a joint and have a drink and keep writing.
I don't drink, wanger. Okay. I don't as a rule drink. I had a drink on St. Patrick's Day. I don't as a rule drink.
Yeah, go drink, have a joint, have a something like this, get out.
Nothing wrong with smoking joints. It's a fucking, it's a plant that grows on the planet. It's not a drug.
Yeah, I know it's a drug. Yeah, I know.
It's not a drug, I said.
Why they don't sell it in the shop? Like, you see, you're talking like my ex. The hash is not fucking drugs. The cocaine is not drugs. And everything is not drugs. Mm. This is typical fucking Irish, I know that.
There you go with this typical Irish. What's this sweeping generalization of all nation of people that you're playing up?
I lived fucking 15 years and I know fucking half of the nation were taking the drugs.
Apart from 6 years in London, I've lived here 39 years. And do you know what? I've never met two people that were ever the same. We're a country full of unique people, the same as England's a country full of unique people, and Iraq's a country full of unique people. So for you to come on here and go, you're fucking Irish, what are you, you know, you're only revealing yourself to be remedial at best.
Okay, yeah. Now, go, don't write anything again. If you want to write...
I'll do whatever I fucking want, cunt.
Okay.
And you and 100 people like you won't ever tell me what to do. Tell you what, why don't you go and tell your friends in the CIA that I'm a bastard? Maybe they'll send a hit squad around to help me, eh?
And why I talk to my friend CIA?
Well, you're claiming you're the director of the CIA?
Yeah, I fucking... Did you read the laugh about it, you fucking junkie? Even you can't read?
What?
Even you can't read, you fucking junkie?
Well...
I put this as a taking a piss of the CIA.
I'm a scumbag now.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
You don't
understand anything in this life. You fucking claiming welfare and sitting in your ass begging people to help.
Hold on. Okay, listen. If you're this big, successful mogul and writer and talented person who's been through such a hard, hard life, can you please tell me now, realistically, Latif, right, can you please tell me why you're phoning a disabled man in Ireland to shut
abuse fucking
them.
Disabled man, what's fucking disabled with you? What's wrong with you? You are not a fucking disabled.
Oh, okay. Right, fair enough. So I'm not disabled? No, I'm not. I don't actually have a heart condition. I don't actually have edema. I don't actually have injuries to my spine from when I used to work on the railway in England. I don't have an astigmatism and poor eyesight. I don't have asthma. I don't have diabetes. Are you telling me that all of that's a lie?
Yeah, diabetes, so fucking what? I have diabetes.
Big fucking deal. Listen, man, I couldn't care if a Republican guard came out and stuffed revolvers in your fucking ears and eyeballs. Do you know what I mean? It's what you deserve, actually. You're a fucking disgrace and a traitor to your country, irrespective of Saddam Hussein's crimes.
You fucking ran
away from Iraq and let your family get killed. You're a dirty, nasty, treacherous bastard.
You ran
like a coward and let your poor family get killed. You spineless wanker.
This is you, yeah?
I'm telling you now, that's what I think. You're running around going, oh, Latif Lahia, the injustices that have happened. And when anybody catches you, you go, no, I'm being hacked. Fuck off, Latif. That's me you're talking to.
Okay, no problem. Absolutely no problem. But you started...
You phoned me, you cunt!
Listen to me, you fucking cunt. You don't bag me like this scumbag what you wrote the article after then. You fucking sick my dick, and I don't forgive you.
Listen, fuckwit. Listen, you phoned me the other day and hurled abuse on the phone at me, and then we ended the conversation peaceably. And then I've sent you a message to show you the screenshot. And you sent that to me, irrespective of my requests that nobody tag me in anything or send me any messages on Facebook because I was grieving for the loss of a friend. You know, and when I actually pull you to task about it, I'm the person that's in the wrong.
You piece of shit, keep shouting, okay?
Well, you're shouting too. You can shout in here too.
Stop shouting, do you understand? We were talking a few days ago and you apologized and you said...
I apologized? No. I said, let's make peace here. I didn't apologize for fuck all.
You didn't apologize?
No, I didn't. I may have apologized for my anger in the conversation.
Now fucking I know you are a junkie because the junkies fucking don't remember what they...
Listen, I may have apologized for my anger in the conversation,
okay,
but I certainly won't apologize for, you know, sharing a link and asking why you were spamming me at a time when I was, you know, I'd actually requested that people didn't contact.
You fucking apologize, and after then you say, I'm going now, I remove everything, can we do peace again? This is your word or no?
Latif, then when I went, do you remember the other day on the phone you said to me, contact me by private message? Didn't you say that? Did you say that to me, Louis? In future, contact me by private message? Let me tell you something, Latif. I can't send you a private message because you've got yourself set up now as a subscription channel and not a friend.
What?
You see, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say to you. I used to be able to contact you on Facebook. Do you remember the picture of you with the big long coat and the cowboy hat and the sunglasses?
Yeah, because I delete you from my fucking friend list.
Right. So, if you've deleted me from your friends lists, right, and I can only contact you through the subscription channel, which I can't post to anymore, what the fuck are you on the phone giving me dog's abuse about?
What the fuck are you talking about? 2 days ago, I got to delete everything, can we do peace? And after then, you start talking to this guy or this lady who you're talking to it.
Yeah.
You know, I want a technician, I want this, I want that.
Jesus, I need a fucking hole in the head. Listen here, you fucking imbecile, you fucking dribbling retard. Listen to me and listen very carefully now. I was in the process of doing all of that when I looked at the screenshot and it says, oh, Latif says you were in Germany with two other people. And I went, wait a minute, Latif, what's all this about? So that's what I was contacting you about today. And asking you, Latif, what's that about? Take a look at the screenshot. And I had the decency to contact you by private message.
Just wait a second. The day I contact you and we talk and after that sorted out everything, why you keep going on and on and on?
I've just told you, because when I went to go and delete everything, if you actually go and look at the discussion thread, there's a new message for you that says, Latif, can you please get in touch with me? And there's a whole breakdown of the situation about hackers. And then there's a few other people have commented who know about hacking. And they've gone, well, look, listen, this software exists. So we were actually trying to help you, but you didn't respond to it. And then when I went back into my email,
will you please listen? For fuck's sake,
what?
They say to you, it's a lot of hackers. They can hack in your account, your computer, your everything.
Yeah, it's absolute shite, by the way. It can't happen. All a hacker can do is read your domain's content. They can't remove anything. They can't change anything. They can't edit anything.
Bullshit.
No,
this is bullshit.
It's not. Well, I own a website. I own a domain. And I've been talking to Will, the technician at my hosting company. And he says, look, all a hacker can do is read the content of your website. That's all a hacker can do. They can't even make copies.
They hacked to my fucking website and they changed fucking everything. Even they linked me to the fucking, I don't know where is the website in Pakistan. And after that, I complained to the domain name and they give me a password and go back fucking to everything.
Well, Latif,
don't tell me they can't fucking do something.
Well,
like
Latif,
that.
The only way that can happen is because you've either been pissed, stoned, or on medicine from your doctor and given them your access panel, your control panel password to gain access to the subroutines of your website, which is like highly unlikely.
A few days ago, I told you, even this fucking happened, I didn't fuck up Jesus Christ. Do you understand? It's not fucking big
don't
deal.
Don't come on, fuck. Don't come on the phone quoting a fucking 2,000-year-old zombie to me. I don't believe in him either. He's another fucking liar like you.
Okay. Look, I got to end this bullshit with talking to you because you're wasting fucking time.
You're the man. You're
not worth it.
Listen.
You are not worth it.
Listen, dickhead. You're the one running around the world telling people you're in Germany with me. It's obvious you're the man needs me. That you're making up lies about me. And that's what I'm angry about. That's what I'm angry about.
Okay. You start shouting and telling me prick and I don't know fucking what. I said to you, no problem. You can call me what you call.
I'm talking to you very calmly now and I would appreciate... I'm talking to you...
Now I say to you, take all these bullshit you write. And I don't... Okay, don't take it. But I say to you, just 1 hour. And I swear to God, one fucking meter microphone going to be up to your ass.
Right. I'm sitting here quaking in my fucking boots. You come over to Derry, you do whatever you want to do, pal, right? But you see if you come anywhere near my fucking door to cause me physical harm, I'll rip your fucking heart out and spit it.
I don't come. I told you.
Oh, what you gonna? What?
I don't deal with the piece of shit. I don't. I deal with.
So how are you gonna fuck me up? What telepathy? What?
How you have fucking your friends? I have friends too to help.
Who are you gonna send friends here to come and do me harm? Are you?
We see.
Look, they're very welcome to try, Latif.
Absolutely.
They're very, very welcome to try. But I'll tell you what, Latif, do you see if they actually turned up on my doorstep and they actually met me, they would look at me and go, oh my God, Latif wants us to kill that poor man. That's how disabled I am.
No, don't worry, they don't have heart and bullshit like that. They don't give a fuck.
Hmm.
Okay?
So you're threatening me now with third-party violent people.
Go fuck yourself.
Is that what you're doing, though? Is that what you're doing? You're telling me that if I don't remove these pages that I've put up on the internet,
no.
You're going to send somebody over.
I don't ask to move it. Leave it. If you enjoy to insult.
But if it's up for more than 1 hour, you're going to send people to fuck me up.
I don't send in 1 hour. Who told in 1 hour? I say to you.
You said you have 1 hour.
1 hour to move it. After that, maybe take. I don't know. I just contact them and they do the job. I don't have fucking problem
you
with that.
You do that, right? Latifia here, you do that. Latifia here, international human rights campaigner, is threatening a disabled man with potential violence.
You are not fucking disabled,
okay?
All
right. Why don't you talk to your friend, Anya? Anya knows me very, very well and she'll verify.
You lie to social welfare, you lie to fucking I don't know who.
Oh, I see, right, okay, right. You carry on there, Latif, right? You're obviously too thick to allow for fucking wisdom to filter through. You carry on, right? You've come on the phone here, it's Friday evening, right? I was sitting watching a wee film on the internet, and you've come on the phone here making threats that you're going to send people over to do me harm if I don't remove pages from the internet. Latif, go and fuck yourself.
No problem. Absolutely no problem.
Go and fuck yourself.
Okay. Absolutely no problem. I hear this before from Irish people, and they took my dick after that. And they even left Ireland.
I don't think you've got a dick. How does that sound? I think you're a big transsexual, right? Deserter from the Iraqi Republican Guard. You ran like a spineless coward and left your poor family to get killed. You're a dirty, nasty, treacherous, forty-faced, evil little man.
Okay.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm now doing to you what you do to me. Every time you open your mouth to speak, I'm going to talk over the top of you. Okay?
Yeah,
fuck no, fuck you. Not interested. La 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 la. I am Henry VIII. I am. You getting the message here, Latif? You're about as scary as a packet of crisps.
Really?
Now,
you finished?
Yeah, for the time being.
Okay, clean fucking your ass after them.
Mm.
Do you understand? This is how the people talk. Do you understand?
No, what's your point, Lou? What fucking cosmic reel of insight are you going to lay on me now?
I say to you nicely, and it was a big mistake, I fucking hide you in my Facebook because you are a piece of shit, a friend of M. Butler, the asshole what he wrote the article, that he fucking didn't know his ass from his mouth.
Well, okay, well, if you're prepared to listen for maybe just even 30 seconds, right, I can verify that there are authors and performance poets in New York, there are musicians in Wales, musicians here in Ireland, there are, oh God, what else, let me see, poets and short story writers, and they all avail of my services. I've never charged one of them for anything ever. I do it because I love the arts, and I thought I had met a nice guy in you, because I added you as a friend, because Anne Mayakota recommended you as a friend, and I added you as a friend, and do you know what, hey, that's possibly the second sorriest thing I've ever done in my life, because you don't even understand what love is, do you?
No, you don't understand what mean a friendship. Because you never have.
Well, I'll tell you what a friendship isn't. It isn't phoning them up and telling them you're going to send somebody over to do them harm. That's not friendship either, you can't. Alright? So we can both hurl that bit of abuse at each other.
You cursed me a lot, and you did a lot. And last time, I tell you something too. You remember when you said to me, you can't fucking put a foot here, I have my 20 friends fucking go to kill you and all that?
No. When did I say that?
I have it on record.
Say that again. No, be absolutely clear on what you say. Say that again, because the line started to break up there. Can you speak up clearly, please, Latif?
Why? I am foreign, you don't understand me.
What is it you're saying that I said?
You threaten me, you say, when you come in here, I have, before you even come to me, I have 20 friends that are fucking people.
I think, any court on the land and anybody of sane mind would actually hear the conversation where you said, I'm coming to Ireland, I fuck you up. And I said, Latif, you wouldn't get within 20 foot of me because other people would jump at you and rip you apart like dogs in the street, are the words I actually used. But it was you that said you were coming to Ireland, they fucked me up. So if you can't understand people reacting negatively or aggressively back at your threats, then you really are, you know, a few sandwiches short of a fucking picnic.
What I found, you or this asshole, what you want to make the name for himself and Butler.
I've been in the business of fucking media at least 10 years longer than you, you fucking moron. Go and look at my fucking website. It dates away back to 1983.
Ugh.
Hey, are we gonna raid your fucking hand, you prat? What the fuck? Hey, what the fuck do you think you're playing at? You think you can run around intimidating everybody because you let if you're here, you shut you day who's in? What do I tell you? There's a guy who lives across the garden from me, right? He did 14 years for shooting a man, and do you know what? If he came at me and gave me a bit of lip, I'd punch his fucking skull. You know, men who shot people don't scare me. Anybody that picks up a gun and shoots somebody has done it because of the fucking car to start with.
You are a piece of shit.
Look, dear.
You can do this, you go claim in social, you get the GP, you make your fucking report.
Latif, can you please at least have the decency to speak up? I can't hear what you're saying.
No, you listen, you hear me.
I can't hear your voice. You're holding the phone away from your fucking mouth. Now, can you speak up or fuck off, one or the other? Either hang up and don't ever contact me again, or speak up and talk clearly.
I don't want to contact you. Why should I fucking contact you if I don't see piece of shit like you writing bullshit, shit like you, and put it on the wall of Facebook? Do you think, like, if you don't care about your name, because you're a piece of shit, what you fucking
Latif, have you ever heard of, I'm not quite sure whether it's Aesop's Fables, or one of the old fairy tales, it's called The Boy Who Cried Wolf, right? And it's a story about a little boy, and for whatever reasons, he shouted, wolf, wolf, and every time the villagers ran to help him, there was no wolf there. And then one day, he yelled, wolf, wolf, and nobody came to rescue him, and the wolf ate him, right? Well, you're one of those wee boys, you're one of those little boys, right, that goes, oh, Latif, you're here, is a victim of international injustice. Oh, the CIA, oh, the Saddam Hussein, oh, the Louis Burns, all these people are after you. You're not that important. You really are not that important in the grand scheme of things. I never heard of you up until 2.5 years ago. Means fuck all to me, mate. There's 7.2 million people here.
Unbelievable, the jealousy in Irish. They can't see somebody higher up than, especially if he was a foreigner.
Are you higher up than me now? Is that what it is, Latif? You actually think you're higher up than me?
Yes.
And you claim to be a human rights campaigner?
Computer, you don't have a job, you claim in welfare, and you want to believe for fucking yourself. But not over my head, you piece of shit. You understand? Not over my head.
Latif, I can barely hear what you're saying. The phone line has gone very quiet. I can barely hear what you're saying. And to be frankly honest with you, I'm not really that interested.
No, you're fucking dirty. You understand?
What?
It's costing money, not fucking like you.
I can't hear you. I can barely hear what you're saying. You have gone very quiet. The phone line has gone very quiet. I can hardly hear what you're saying. So you're standing there in your living room in your hotel or whatever, right? Making threats to someone who can't fucking hear you.
Yeah, really.
And that just about sums you up. Why don't you get really, really angry and have a fucking heart attack and do us all a favour and die? you cunt.
Okay. I tell you something. I guarantee you, I go to destroy your career if you have a career.
You're going to destroy... Jesus Christ almighty, you're going to destroy my career. And how are you going to do that, Latif? What are you going to do? You're going to try and discredit me, aye? You see, there's all this evidence I've got, including this conversation, which is being recorded, where you're making threats. You see what I'm saying?
No, no worries. How you try to discredit me, I'm going to fuck you up.
You're going to fuck me up. Yeah. Bite my fucking anus. Ach, please. Do you know what I mean? I've had fucking RUC men dragging me out in the middle of the night. I've had British soldiers stuff guns up my fucking nose. Do you seriously think I'm frightened of a camel arse licker?
Look.
Fuck off and ride your camel. Go on. Fuck off, you cunt.
There you go. The racism coming out.
And you haven't come on the phone here and made comments about the Irish?
In the north and the English fucking you up, you fucking dirty bitch.
Oh, I see, right, fella, right. So that's what you actually think of Irish people living in the north of Ireland. So they're not actually the political pawns and the game above their heads. So what sort of a human rights campaigner are you exactly? I've never said that in my life. I've never said that in my life either. Here you go again making false accusations. I've never said that in my life.
Maybe I fucking fight for Ireland more than you, you piece of shit, sitting claiming welfare.
Latif, would I tell you something? Ireland's a cold, wet country. It was here millions of years before I came along. It'll be here millions of years after me. Fight for Ireland? Please, fuck off.
Right.
Patriotism. Patriotism. Read what Oscar Wilde has to say about patriotism. It's the first... What?
You are not disabled. Why you fucking lie to even yourself? You are not disabled.
Well, you're going to have to come over here and prove that yourself, physically. Don't be sending any of your whatever these fucking... Come on, you on over to number 42 Farland Way, Hazelbank, Derry, and prove that I'm not disabled. Okay? So you're making threats of violence against me again?
Yeah, because this is fucking your language. Do you understand the other language?
Well, actually, no. I'm a published poet and a performance artist, and I was an actor on television, and I had a nervous breakdown. I was a victim of crime, had a nervous breakdown, and there's now been all sorts of knock-on side effects.
Piece of shit actor. Can I see a one-off movie you in it?
Well, if you go to my website... And you go to the sensitized community and you search the profile for Louis P. Burns, you'll see an interview with me, a 2-page interview in the RTE Guide when I appeared in Glenroe, the soap opera.
Wow, 2 interviews, wow, you're so fucking famous.
I never ever claimed I was. You know what I mean? All I am is a guy who had a career, got sick, and is trying to keep his end and trying to keep busy doing things for others now. And here you are giving me abuse. No, no, that's the actual hard reality of it. Latif Yahia. Latif Yahia, who has to give his books away because they can't be sold. Right? Has to give his books away because they can't be sold. Right? Is on the phone, picking on a disabled guy who's only ever set out to do him good. You're a twisted, malevolent malcontent. That's what you are.
I thought you are a friend. You tagged me. I have your email.
Well, actually, I have a message from you, and it says, when you have read the book, can you please write a review and post it on Arcana Publications website? So that was you asking for my support.
Would you fuck up what you are to fucking support me? Yes.
But that was what you were doing. When you were asking me to write a review on your website, that was you asking me to support your product. That's when other people come to me and they say to me, Louis, do us a favour, share our music video, mate, would you? And if you could, write a paragraph about us. Yeah, sure, no problem. I'm happy to oblige. And there are at least 50 people on Facebook can verify that because I've done it for them.
If you are so important, why you didn't fucking write your story and you make
When did I say I was important? When did I say I was important?
You say to me you are an actor, you are a musician.
And that would make me important, would it? Because, you know, there's another school of thought that believes that actors and musicians are nothing but court jesters. You know, listen, Latif, all I'm's a guy that's, you know, in love with the arts. I know that the arts can heal people.
Okay, I say to you, you have 1 hour, and the 1 hour I think that will finish your court. And let me go now to fucking do my job, because I don't have time.
So I've got one, hold on, Matt, I've got 1 hour to do what? And if I don't take it off the internet within the hour, what's going to happen to me?
It's your choice, not mine.
What's going to happen to me if I don't, Latif?
I don't take it out, it's no problem. There's 2-3 articles bad about me, so fucking what? After that, they paid the price, and they sucked my dick.
I can barely hear what you're saying.
This is what I'm saying to you. Leave it, no problem. If this make you enjoy, and this make you feel better, and maybe don't be disabled anymore, do it. I tried to help you too.
Oh, you've tried to help me? Yes. Latif, you have not helped anybody ever in your life. You see, if you had just once in your life helped somebody, just another human being, right? Do you see the feelings of completeness that it would have given you, would have inspired you to help other people? That's how I know you're a liar. You're a fucking liar, Latif. You know what I mean? You're an Iraqi army, an Iraqi Republican Guard deserter. And a coward.
I am deserter.
And you're a coward. You're a coward. You're a pathetic, scaredy cat. And you make up all these stories. Oh, the CIA are after me. Oh, Louis P. Burns in Ireland. Oh, the injustices. Oh, Saddam Hussein. Oh, Uday Hussein. Are you really that important, Latif?
Right, okay. I am deserter. I'm not an army. I am a fucker. I am a liar.
Well, you just said you were a deserter. Straight from the fucking horse's mouth, man. You know what I mean?
This is what you're telling me. I am deserter. I am not in this. I am not in that. Absolutely no problem. But, I'm telling you something. You got to see the deserter and the guy who's not in the army and complain and hire his doctors. See what he goes through.
Here's the difference between you and me. Do you see any time that I've been in a situation where I've had to defend either myself or people I've loved? Do you know what I haven't done, Latif? I haven't run away and written a story about it. Like you have. You see what I mean? There's a difference between you and me. I have stood and I have fought. And I will continue to stand and fight. And right now I'm standing up and fighting against a moron phoning me and threatening me with violence if I don't remove certain pages on the internet that reveal him to be the cunt and coward that he is. See, it's all about PR with a wanker like you. You're frightened of negative publicity. And I just happen to now be a bit of negative publicity. And that terrifies a man like you. Because it crumbles your facade.
That's it. Because they are jealous.
Some scumbag Irish. Listen, I'll tell you what. You're the man phoned me. You're the man came on this phone. And you're the man that was abusive towards the Irish. You're the man that's been abusive to me and discriminating against me. And not just myself, but every other disabled person by default. You're the man running around the world telling people you're a human rights campaigner, right? Let me tell you something now, Latif, right? Not only is all of the stuff staying up on Facebook, but I'm going to make copies of it and put it up on MySpace, YouTube, my website, and if any of my friends will share it up on their websites, I'm going to ask them to put it up on their websites too. I'm going to make you so fucking terrified to open your mouth and speak to anybody that you're going to disappear like a wet fart off the internet.
Absolutely.
Don't you fucking dare come on the phone and attempt to censor or threaten me. Don't ever do that. Not big deal, Latif. I'm recording this whole conversation.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm recording this whole conversation. There's nothing you can do to cause me any harm, Latif. You're the person that has been hostile since the outset here. You're the guy that phoned me the other day and shouted abuse at me. And if I shouted back, that's all you've got a recording of.
Absolutely,
I haven't said that I'm going to destroy you. All I've said is, you're welcome to try and destroy me. You're very, very welcome.
I swear to God, I don't go to fucking make you breathe anymore. You fucking, and I make you disabled, baby. And now go fuck yourself.
You're going to make me disabled?
And now go to fuck yourself.
What a fucking arsehole, hey?